shots fired outside Charlie Hebdo, a satirical newspaper in Paris. Three men with assault rifles fled the paper. One said, "On a vengé le prophète Mohammed, on a tué Charlie Hebdo. We've avenged the prophet Mohammed. We killed Charlie Hebdo." Police say 12 are dead and 5 seriously injured in the attack. At least 8 journalists are dead. The mass killers gained entry to Charlie Hebdo's offices as a cartoonist. A young mother entered. Corinne Ray said she returned from picking up her young daughter from kindergarten when she was confronted by heavily armed men wearing balaclavas. She let them into the offices. The gunmen walked into an editorial meeting and fired repeatedly. She survived the attack by hiding with her daughter under her desk. It's France's deadliest terror attack in at least 2 decades. France is on high alert. Charlie Hebdo has been repeatedly threatened for its caricatures of the prophet Mohammed. French President François Hollande said there's no doubt it was a terrorist attack of exceptional barbarity.
Nous devons être nous-mêmes, conscients que notre meilleure arme, c'est notre unité.
Hollande said we should be ourselves, knowing that our best defense is our unity. Nothing could divide us. Nothing should oppose us. Nothing should separate us.
Rien ne doit nous séparer.
Today, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton assured the media that the city is ready in case there's a similar attack in New York City.
We have no information indicating any direct threat against any entity here in the city of New York based on the intelligence briefing I had this morning, but we will always err on the side of caution.
World leaders reached out to President Hollande and the French people. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it was a horrendous, unjustifiable, and cold-blooded crime meant to divide.
We must not fall into that trap. This is a moment for solidarity around the world. We must stand strong for freedom of expression and tolerance and stand against the forces of division and hate.
On social media, the overwhelming response has been support for Charlie Hebdo and condemnation for the attack on free speech and freedom of the press. Meanwhile, spontaneous demonstrations have erupted throughout France. People hold signs which read, "Je suis Charlie," I am Charlie. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.